It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the next edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. Today is April 23rd, 2020. And yeah, I've been dropping off a little bit on the recording, but I'm recording when I can. So, updates. So, where was I going to go with that? Oh, yeah. So last night I finally got the opportunity, to get a thing that I'll call it annoying. Annoying that a programmer would look to fixing, and I got fixed. But first, let me explain what it is. So in amateur radio, you don't always have that opportunity to have access to a repeater. A repeater is basically a radio that transmits and receives at the same time, slightly different frequencies, and many of them are digital these days, to where you can hook up with some sort of a digital mode, I guess we'll call it. So locally we have, I know I can hit two. I haven't tried to hit the others. I really should. There's like two or three other repeaters I can try hitting at some point and seeing if I can hit them. But primarily, yes, I can hit the repeaters just fine. Not a problem. Now, the other thing you got to remember is a repeater is a shared resource. So if I want to listen to channel 30 and Johnny, who is over here listening on channel 20, I just logged in and I said, okay, I'm watching channel 30 now. No, amateur radio, we don't have channels, we have frequencies, but you get the point. You know, I don't want Johnny to miss out on whatever he's watching. So, it's kind of rude, I guess, if you want to call it, to change it. I mean, you can. You could probably ask if anyone's listening. But, primarily, it's like, if I'm going to be scrolling around things, I want to do it from my own little hotspot. So hotspot is a very weak radio, we'll call it that. It's really only big enough for a small little area, or the coverage is just a small little area. And it hooks up directly to the internet. Because all these are digital modes, you can hook up to the internet. So we call them hotspots. Yeah, your phone has a hotspot. There's a whole bunch of little confusing terminologies with that. But we call these hotspots built with a little Raspberry Pi Zero and a little hat that matches it the same size. So it's just a little small. I don't know, was it two or three inches long by about an inch and a half wide, something like that, with a little antenna on it. So, it's run off the Raspbian distribution, obviously customized, and they call it Pi Star, is what they call it, is the operating system. It's meant to be very simplistic, very easy to use your own internet to make it work, and so on. So, with the technology I use is called Fusion. Fusion in itself is extremely easy to use. If all you do is you hit up a repeater, you use whatever the repeater set to for a room, and you log on. So Fusion is kind of a lot of these digital modes are divided up into, they call them different terminology, but essentially they're kind of like chat rooms. So we have like a Southern Minnesota one for kind of the Southern Minnesota area. There's one called the Dark Room that was set up by a digital amateur radio club, Dark. And so there's a few different ones floating around just in the Minnesota area that are on Fusion. To change the station, though, you need to use your radio to change it. And maybe I'm just not efficient with it. Maybe I got to memorize all these numbers. I don't know. But you know what? I'm hitting right some certain regular nets, or at least listening to certain regular nets on a regular basis. I don't want to have to remember, have to switch my radio or my hotspot over just to listen to them. A lot of these Zolo repeaters are switched over at that point anyway, so it's not that big of a deal. But so over the last night, I was like, okay, I got to figure this out. There's got to be a way to make this thing automatically switch over. I'm a programmer. This is a program. There's got to be a way to make this work. In the past, I had did some searching. I was like, I think I have just a simple command out here. You just la-di-da, boom, 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 and yeah, run this really quick command and done. No, of course not. Why would it be that easy? And they lock the file system, so you can't necessarily edit things right away. Lovely. So, here's what I did. I figured out, first of all, where the configuration file was. And then, because I'm not a big Linux guru, I had to figure out how to update said configuration file. And how to restart if there was a service, or if I could restart the service. So that if I change the configuration file, it will take effect with the new configuration. Found the configuration file, found where the setting is for the default. And figure out how to reset the service. That was awesome. Obviously, before I could change anything, I had to figure out how to unlock it. I figured out how to unlock it and relock it. And I created a script. A very simple script. First thing it does is unlock the file system. Then it updates my configuration file. It restarts the service. And then it locks the file system up again. And then I create a whole series of them, one for each room that I would probably want to use on a semi-regular basis. So those are all linked up now. And I set up a cron job to switch between certain ones of these about a half hour before the net begins. So now, hopefully, Saturday night, I should really be the test on Saturday night. I didn't think about that one. Sunday night, I'm doing net control again for the St. Peter Digital Net. No, not St. Peter Digital Net. The Southern Minnesota Digital Net. And, the analog one too, but that one's not relevant to this. So we're going to find out if it switched over automatically. And if it did, awesome. I don't no longer have to worry about this. I do automatically, or I do kind of want to keep in the dark room that I mentioned previously, because that one gets quite a bit of activity. I haven't talked too often on there, but then again, I'm not a big small talker, or reg chewer, as I call them. So, but I do keep it on the dark room normally. So I did also set up a control now to where at midnight, it will automatically flip back to the dark room. I may sit down and figure out how to get that to automatically switch back after like an hour or two or something. So kind of sort of time out, if you want to call it that. I'm not quite sure how to implement the timeout type feature where if you're using it, don't touch it. If you aren't, give it half an hour and then switch back. Only thing I don't know how to do, not the end of the world. It's my personal little hotspot. And it's now automated. Awesome. All it takes is a little bit of ingenuity, a little bit of programming, and it works. At least I think it does. The scripts work. I just got to figure out if the cron job works. So, there you have it. That is my update for today. A little bit of geekery programming and amateur radio. Hey, you gotta throw multiple things at once, right? So, until tomorrow or whenever it is I record this next, I will talk to you then. WX0MIK is clear.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.